Good morning. This is Mark Cole with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, March 26th. In the news this morning, overnight E-bot prices were May corn up a penny and a half, May wheat down 3 cents, and May beans up 6.5 cents. Currently, we've got the dollar down just a few ticks, 16 ticks. Crude oil is down about 12 cents a barrel. The metals are lightly mixed. Not a whole lot going on here. Dow Jones looks to open up about 280 points higher. But we did sell 130,000 metric tons of beans to unknown. That's most likely China. They could have supported us overnight. Spain bought 120,000 metric tons of soy meal. So a little bit of support there. Weather around the country, cold, wet, no spring that we can see here for a while. The Dakotas, Iowa got hit with some pretty good snows, Iowa in particular. I think somebody said Mason City got about 12 inches of snow or more. Not that it's going to last, but it's certainly going to delay any planting there for a while. It's cold and wet down south. So we don't see anything, you know, friendly to the beans here. If we're going to delay corn planting, we're going to plant beans. Why the beans are rallying is, again, frankly, beyond me. I think anybody who thinks that the fact that the Chinese have not talked about putting tariffs on beans as being bullish, I think you're just wrong. We expect the Chinese to take beans. It's built into the market. So if they're going to continue to do what they've been doing, I don't see that it's bullish. We still have the same huge carryouts we've got. We'll get more numbers on Thursday, but I just don't see that anything is particularly bullish here. The funds are heavily, heavily long. 250 corn, 195 beans, 118 meal. You know, I think this thing has been way, way, way overbought here on this little rally. We rallied it from 10.09 up to 10.40, a 30 cent rally. You know, is it going to go much more than that? I just don't think so. I don't see any fundamental justification for it. Even if we lower the carryouts a little bit out here, you know, I still think we're looking at huge crops, more acres. So I don't see any real issues here with the beans for the time being. What else have we got out here? We'll see the reports on Thursday. Weather, Brazil got a little bit of rain. Argentina's still a little bit dry. It's not going to hurt the crops down there at this point. It is what it is. And the dryness will at least allow the crops to be harvested. There's talking about more meal demand. If China does put a tariff on the hogs, they'll get them from Brazil, so maybe Brazilian meal won't get exported, and they'll feed it to their pigs to export to China. I think that's kind of a non-starter issue out here. So I remain bearish. I think these grains can certainly move lower here, certainly through Thursday, and then I don't see anything that's going to be particularly friendly on Thursday except for maybe the corn. That's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.